It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Dane County is starting a wide-scale composting program this year, partnering with Purple Cow Organics, a company that will accept the county's food waste. In 2020, Wisconsinites threw away over 850,000 tons of food waste. About 15% of that was still edible. That's according to an estimate from the state DNR. Among other concerns, food in landfills emits methane, a greenhouse gas that's way more destructive than carbon dioxide, unit for unit. We're talking about Dane County's new composting program, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you compost maybe in your own backyard? Would you want to see some kind of composting program in your community? Maybe curbside pickup or a drop-off site? Have you lived in a community that's had one of those options? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Alex Thomas is the Carbon Offset Program Manager at the Dane County Department of Waste and Renewables. Alex, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Talk us through, Alex, how this composting program is going to work.
Yeah, so this composting program has been something that's been in the works for a while. Obviously, as you highlighted at the top of the hour, there's a lot of need for food waste diversion and for trying to find a sustainable outlet for that. And so this has been something that the county's been eyeing for a long time. For moving forward, what we're going to be doing is with our agreement with Purple Cow, we're going to be able to start taking large amounts of yard waste to that facility. And then for the first time in a long time, they're going to be able to start accepting food waste as well. So we're going to be excited to start building that program on a sustainable scale and really start targeting, diverting that material from the landfill.
For a Dane County resident, what can they do and when can they do it?
Yeah, so for starters, we're going to start on a large scale for commercial customers, and we'll be working our way to down to residential as we go. Unfortunately, though, we did just put out the news this week that we did tentatively awarded a USDA grant for food waste drop-off kiosks. So that is something that the city of Madison currently runs through their farmers market program. They have a food waste drop-off kiosk that they run, and the county is now having funding in place to expand that program and start working throughout the county for drop-off. So we'll be working on establishing that kind of network. So that would be something that people can gather their food waste, their food scraps, and be able to drop it off in a centralized location so that we can make sure it gets composted.
Give us more of a sense of the why. Why does the county see this as a need now?
Yeah. So like I said, this has been a target and on the agenda for the county for a long time, and we're excited to start moving forward on it. The climate impacts of diverting food waste from the landfill are really sizable. When the food waste enters the landfill and it enters into this anoxic environment, right, produces methane, which is 20 times as potent of a greenhouse gas as carbon dioxide. So the more we can keep out of that and more that we can keep from entering the air, because we can't collect everything, and then the better use of our landfill space as well. So if we can keep that material, repurpose it into sustainable soil carbon and a compost product that helps our soil health, while maintaining the airspace in our landfills, that's kind of a win-win all around. So,
what ends up happening with all of that compost?
So that's one of the benefits of our partnership with Purple Cow as part of this agreement. They currently create a stable compost product that they sell nationwide and even internationally. And so this will be a part of their profile. The county does have the right to buy some of that compost back, and we'll be looking at doing that down the line once we get the program up and running. But they're creating a compost with it, and they're bringing it to farmers and agricultural businesses across the nation right now.
Alex Thomas is with us from the Dane County Department of Waste and Renewables, talking about their new countywide composting efforts. You can join in with your questions or maybe your personal composting experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Alex, I know when we do, recycling drop-off, we got to be careful and a little fussy about what we put in it. As I understand it, with composting programs like this, that's even more important. Can you talk about the challenges of contamination if people are putting in the wrong stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is why we're building the program kind of on a slow but steady kind of scale. If the wrong thing enters into your food waste stream and we try and break that down. What we're trying to do is take the banana peels and the orange peels and your coffee grounds. We're trying to break that down into a stable soil amendment. If we do that with something that's not meant to break down, like a piece of plastic, like a plastic cup or a paper cup that's got like a poly liner on it, that ends up as contamination or microplastics. And so just one cup can end up contaminating a whole load of fresh compost. And so that's why it's even more important and even more of a scrutiny about what makes it into that system. You know, recycling, we've got the benefit of being able to pick out at least some of that stuff that's not supposed to be in here. Composting, if anything makes it through, it can just be kind of a cascading effect down the line.
And how are you going to communicate with, as you mentioned, first commercial waste suppliers and then residential people? How are you going to communicate with people to say, yeah, do this, but don't give us that?
Yeah, yep. So we'll be expanding our educational efforts from the county as we launch these programs and making sure that we've got full list built out of what we can accept and what we can accept and can't accept. We'll be working with also our accountability for each one that of these loads that are brought to our Purple Cow partner. So if somebody starts bringing in stuff that they can't accept and that are contaminating loads and those kinds of things, we're going to be really proactive about making sure we identify those right away, bring everybody up to speed on what's supposed to be there and what can't be there, and really kind of building the program in stages like that.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Rachel is with us in Bloomfield. Rachel, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, we're a little bit more rural, but we have been composting most of our lives. And we just use the simple three-bay method, introducing a little bit of woody matter and some different things with the food scraps. And so I think it's a lot easier than people realize with the different systems. And then I also wanted to say that it has significantly changed how we deal with and throw away our garbage. We only have to use a little grocery bag. We don't buy garbage bags from the store. And
Rachel, I think we lost Rachel there, but Alex, a couple things there. First of all, I assume you're not trying to compete with people's backyard composting efforts. If they want to keep doing that, you're all for it, I'm going to guess.
Yep, absolutely. Backyard composting is something I do as well. And you know, if people are having a successful system with that, all for it. You know, I use it to feed my raised garden beds and things like that. So definitely don't want to compete with that.
And then Rachel mentioned how much less garbage we throw away when we factor out all the food waste and things like that. And you mentioned you compost yourself. Like, do you notice that kind of difference that Rachel did?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I noticed too, I even take up my trash a lot less because the thing that breaks down and makes trash so smelly is those organics. So if I keep those in my compost pile and break them down in a more managed style, my garbage, you know, my trash garbage doesn't smell as bad and I don't have to take it out as often and those kinds of things for sure.
Thanks again for that call, Rachel. And I just happened to be visiting my brother in San Francisco a few days back where they have, you know, curbside pickup of compost. And now that is a very densely populated place, maybe easier to pull off. Is that being viewed as a possibility for the future in Dane County or in parts of Dane County?
Yeah, you know, there have been parts of Dane County that have explored that in the past and have, you know, hit different roadblocks as they started to launch those programs. You know, some of those programs, as they've said when they launched them, you know, kind of dove right into the deep end. That might be an ultimate goal of where we might be heading with some of these programs, depending on the municipality and if it's appropriate. But when it comes to that starting point, we do want to make sure that we roll things out with that conscious education and making sure that people know what's supposed to go when and where instead of seeing it as another bin. And so that might be an eventual goal, but right now, yeah, we're really glad to be starting with more of an intentional drop-off location.
Alex, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Alex Thomas is the Carbon Offset Program Manager at the Dane County Department of Waste and Renewables. He talked to us about the county's new composting program. Coming up, we'll take it statewide and hear from a DNR expert about the benefits of composting, what you can do at home as well. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you compost either maybe in your backyard or as part of a community effort? Tell us about it. Would you like a program like this in your community? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about composting. As we just heard, Dane County is putting a new compost program into action. Now we'll hear from the state DNR about composting opportunities around Wisconsin, including home composting. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you compost? Do you have questions about what works, what doesn't? Do you need some advice, or do you have some advice to share based on your own experience? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Casey Korzenski is coordinator for waste and materials management at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Casey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of people, I think, compost in their backyards, use it for their gardens, maybe on their farms. Can you talk about the benefits of composting in Wisconsin when you put together all these different efforts?
Absolutely. Composting has great benefits. One, you know, Alex touched on the fact that when we put food waste in the landfill, that landfill is compacted to save space. And so all of the oxygen is pushed out. And so when the food waste breaks down in that environment, one of the byproducts is methane, which is a greenhouse gas that's at least 20, 28 times more potent than CO2. So by composting instead in an oxygen-rich environment, we are reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, and we're also saving all of that landfill space to use it for items that are more concerning. We don't want to spend any more space in Wisconsin just to hold our waste, whereas compost, we can then, you know, continue to clear out the space that we're using, that footprint, rather than it building up over time. And then also finished compost has a great benefit when you use it as a soil additive. It provides nutrients, so you don't need to use as much fertilizer. And it also is really great at holding water. And so you need to water less when it's added to soils.
Now, I've got a bin where I live right now for the next couple of weeks. Some people might do. We heard a three-bay method from someone. There's different ways to compost. Are there general rules? And I'm guessing you get asked these questions all the time, Casey, about, yes, you could put that in. No, you can't put that in. What are some of the most common materials that people might wonder about?
Sure. So for at-home composting, because your piles are a little smaller, you actually do have slightly different rules than these large-scale industrial composts. And so for at-home composting, you are going to want to add vegetable peels and trimmings, fruit peels, your eggshells, coffee grounds, and tea leaves. You can add grains as long as there's not fats or sauces or oils on them. And you can also add food soiled paper products if you have a napkin that or a paper towel, things like that. And then, of course, your yard trimmings as well. So garden debris, leaves, brush, and grass clippings, things like that can all go in your home compost. Once you get into those larger scale composts, you'll really want to check what their rules are for what you can and can't add, because it's going to depend on the equipment they have. But it's possible that they can take some meat and dairy that you'll want to keep out of your at-home compost just because, again, it doesn't get as hot. And I guess I'll call it the same thing. For your at-home compost, you want to be careful or avoid adding even compostable products to it. That compostable certification is for a large-scale industrial compost. Those won't really break down properly chemically and physically in your small scale home compost.
I can vouch for that. I tried a chip container one time that was labeled compostable. That survived at least a couple years before I yanked it out and threw it away. Now, how about people may be wondering about animal waste? People would love to have a better way to get rid of that. That home compost bin, not, you don't want that at all, right?
That's true. So especially carnivorous animal waste, your dog or your cat that is, you know, the dog food has some animal product in it. There's increased pathogens in that that we want to see go through a higher heat treatment. So keeping that out of your home compost is recommended.
We are talking to Casey Krasinski from the Wisconsin DNR, coordinator there for the Waste and Materials Management Program. We are talking about composting. We have many callers. Let's talk to some of them. Sarah is with us in Green Bay. Sarah, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to put a vote of confidence into the Green Bay Compost, which is a company that was started about 3 or 4 years ago. And he has been collecting my compost for well over a year. And I am really impressed with it. And two things I learned from myself is that I couldn't believe how much I was throwing out. And it really has stopped me from buying too much, which is, I think, saved me more money in shopping than I actually pay for the monthly service. And he's really reliable. He's really on time. He's taught me a lot about what is compostable and what isn't. And for Christmas, I bought soil and gave it to all my friends who are gardeners, and they were all delighted to get it. So and I know he's trying to expand. And for me, I just don't want to do the work. I can't add one more thing to my to-do list. And this makes me feel like I'm helping the environment. I've cut down on my waste, and it's just a good thing overall. And I'm helping a new industry here in Green Bay with a very fine young man who's working very hard.
Interesting, Sarah. Thanks a lot for sharing that. And Casey, we've talked about, you know, a county level service. We've talked about individual backyard composters. Are we seeing things like that? It sounds like a kind of private subscription service to get your compost picked up. Are you seeing private offerings like that around the state?
We are. I think a lot of people would be surprised by the coverage that Wisconsin has for it. It's not just, you know, in Milwaukee and Madison. We have at least a dozen companies around the state that we know of that are offering this type of subscription curbside service. If you go to dnr.wi.gov and search compost, you'll find our composting main page, which has a lot of tips and tools for backyard, but also there's a link to subscription service providers that we're aware of. You can look and see by your municipality if you have an offering there. And then also, you know, if there's one that we're not aware of, you can reach out to us and let us know. It's a great service. And I just really want to touch on something else your caller said, which I appreciate so much. I did the same thing when I started separating my food waste out. For composting, is it really made me notice how much food waste, you know, we are generating, and just bringing attention to it. The average household back in 2018, it was estimated, throws away almost in the U.S. it throws away almost $2,000 worth of food each year that they're purchasing. So you can save a lot of money and make an even bigger environmental impact just by drawing attention to your food waste when you start sorting it out.
Thanks for that call, Sarah. Corey joins us now in Green Bay. Corey, hi.
Hi. Very nice to have you have me on. I'm actually the gentleman who runs Greener Bay Composting in Green Bay, that very nice subscriber of ours, Sarah called.
Are your ears burning there?
Yeah, but I want to say hi to Sarah. And actually, one of my other subscribers tipped me off that you were having this conversation, said I should call in, so I'm calling in.
Yeah, so how did you get into the business of picking up people's compost?
Well, I was inspired by a very nice young lady in upstate New York through her Instagram. I found out that she was essentially going compostable bags or liners inside of them, picking up people's food scraps. Basically, she was composting for people who either can't or don't want to compost on their own. Either they're disabled or they're just like a busy working mom and dad. You know, they're like the rest of us. They've got other things to do. but they still want to lead a more sustainable life. I saw what she was doing.
We're losing your phone line, Corey, but I think we get the gist. Thanks a lot for calling in. Casey, it sounds like one way or another, people are seeing a need for composting and trying to find ways to fill the gap where composting isn't happening right now.
Yes, it's so exciting to see, you know, businesses taking that opportunity, counties and municipalities looking. We are seeing an increase in grant funding for this type of program. So if it's not something that's available to you right now, you know, reach out and tell your municipality that it's something you're interested in, or, you know, tell the, you know, grocery stores and restaurants that you frequent that it's something that you'd like to see. And hopefully we can encourage it to keep happening around the state.
Thanks for calling in, Corey. Casey, let's get back to the home composter advice for a bit. People who've composted at home may find over time that their compost is getting a weird smell. And I've heard that it's, you know, based on the composition, if you've got too much fresh stuff, not enough dry stuff. How do we keep our compost in a harmonious balance?
That's a great question. And you know, something you're going to have to play around with a little is in when you start composting. But your goal is to have an even mix or have a good mix of what are called composting browns or carbon rich materials and composting greens, nicknamed composting greens, which are nitrogen rich materials. And so composting browns can be things like dried leaves and wood chips and brush. And then your greens are, your food waste are primarily going to be greens. So would fresh grass clippings. And so if you feel like your compost is getting smelly or that it's heating up really fast before everything kind of breaks down, you probably have a little bit too much nitrogen-rich material and you're going to want to add some carbon-rich material. If it seems like nothing's really changing, you're probably going to want to add some nitrogen-rich material to help it heat up it and go. And, you know, it's not something to be intimidated by. It's just something that you'll want to work through based on the waste you're generating.
Casey, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Casey Krasinski is a coordinator for the Waste and Materials Management Program at Wisconsin's DNR. She talked to us about composting around the state from your backyard to bigger projects in communities around Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.